Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mfundisi Motha, let me come to you now, my friend. When we talk about forgiveness, it is a ministry continuous. And the previous caller, my beloved friend and brother, says he was attacked in a farm and his throat was cut open.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And he speaks about forgiveness as continuous. He sees the scars every day. He continues to release forgiveness. I mean, he could have done anything. But he chooses this path. And he says, just like Yahushua HaMashiach, forgiveness is a continuous ministry each and every time. Why am I saying this? When you read Psalm 103 verse 3, it says, who forgives, and that's a present perfect, and who forgives means he forgives. And we should forgive as he does, and his kind of forgiving is the one that is happening each and every time on the now, not on the then. It happens every time. He forgives. It should happen every time. If we say we forgive like him, with us it should also happen every time. And it says, who heals all your diseases, he forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Psalm 103 verses 3. It's a ministry that is continuing. It's not happening like a cut and paste. Sokuphelile. Mfundisi Motha?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. What a powerful topic indeed. And to our brother there who just called, you know, I'm surprised hearing that. And he's continuously forgiving, even when you look at the scars, you know. He has received peace from God, because when you forgive, you get healed. You know, you healed in your spirit, your spiritual. You become so healed that you will have this kind of peace, that even when I look at the scar, it does not hurt me no more. Even if I remember the words that were spoken, but they do not have any impact. And as they come, I let them go. Because to forgive, Mfundisi, is to let go of vengeance, is to let go of bitterness. So as they come into my mind, I forgive them, I release them. And in so doing, I have peace, the peace that surpasses human understanding, and which will even make people and say, but how can you forgive such? But the Father himself, you know, forgiveness, Fundisi, it is in the heart of God, and he expects us, you know, to forgive one another continuously, as he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Our Heavenly Father, he is our perfect example of forgiveness, Mfundisi. See, Tola u Adam uyona uti uma enile kuNkulunkulu, it is God first, you know, who reached out unto him, who forgives him, and who covers. You spoke about covering the sin, not to go to Uyisihla, but to take it away, to blot it out. You know, and we see that God initiated the process of forgiving, of forgiveness and reconciliation, as I said, that he also himself that has given us the ministry of forgiving, of which we should do that continuously in our everyday life. And we tend not to teach this, but it is so important for me to see that it is being taught. Unkulunkulu, let us go Unkulunkulu, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I think verse 18, it says that God owakhethelela izono, and he did not impute our sin. It was God who was in Christ himself when he forgave izono zezwe and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, we need to be like his son. We need to be like Christ. Earlier on, Mfundisi, you spoke, you quoted in Colossians chapter 3:13, where it says that we need to forgive one another, and forgiving one another, it should be continuously. And we forgive as, that is important, we forgive as Christ himself has forgiven us. Forgiveness, Mfundisi, it is a conscious or a deliberate decision where one chooses to let go of the feeling of vengeance, the feeling of bitterness towards the person that has harmed you or the people that have treated you in an unfair manner or have done you wrong. The Word of God says that we should not repay evil for evil. Romans 12:21, Mfundisi, uti, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In other words, forgiveness, it is a very good thing, which is in the center of the heart of God. And therefore, we are expected, as children of the Most High, that we should forgive one another. And the kunabantu abati, up until as a game, you know, sometimes contacting nobody as a good Mfundisi, but you need to forgive that person and without any condition, because forgiveness without reconciliation actually is not forgiveness at all. You know, we finally what is it called? And see the nobuy san, sin release, a sick horse, a gongke, a sin to legugo, a business buika. Because the moment a person will hold grudges in their heart, every time the enemy will use that, and you're going to be provoked. And when you are being provoked, you will even start cursing the person, started to speak of the past. Amaphutha womuntu awenzile. So forgiveness, I'm going to say, it is a ministry. It is our lifestyle. It is a way that we should live. It is a way that we should be able to conduct ourselves. And if we do not forgive others, we will never have peace. We will never have be healed in our heart, even in our soul. Hence, Psalms 103, it even speaks about the healing, because when we are getting, when we forgive one another, we get healed. Not only the offended person, but even the offender himself. We are uthola in ukuphila. So therefore, we need ukuba sixolele, sixolelane. And uma sixolela Mfundisi, we forgive unconditionally. Angeke uthi ngiyaxolela, but angisafuni ukuthi uzosondela eduze kwami. Then there is something. In other words, there are grudges that I hold against you. Ukuthi angisafuni ukuthi siphinde sikhulumisane. When we forgive, we forgive, we forget. Because the Ngulungulu, it is a thing Yaloma utandaz, to forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Ngulungulu, what my kolela is or no zezwe, akazange as I balele, he never counted the sins against them. He ate this, he did it out of love. And we can only be able to forgive if we are rooted and we are grounded in the love of God. And the Holy Spirit will be the one that is able to guide us and to give us the heart that is able to forgive Mfundisi.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruta. I really appreciate that. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Okay, let's see, man. Let's see. Who are we having here? Let me start with Ubaba Ubongani. Baba Ubongani.
Sakubona ke Mfundisi uRay nabafowethu ke abangama guest ke lapho ke nomndeni wonke ke we Radio Pulpit. Yini ukuthethelela ke noma ukuxolela lolu daba lujulileke kakhulu liyiminxa ke mithathu kunokuxolela ke uvela kuNkulunkulu okuya kubantu kubeke nokuyixolela ke kubeke futhi ke nokuxolelana ke kwabantu ngizothinta ke le ndaba lolu daba lokuxolelana ke lokuxolelwa ke uNkulunkulu The forgiveness is a release or a dismissal of something of sinners from God's just penalty, the complete dismissal of all charges against us. Numbers 14, verse 19 to 21. Please pardon the iniquity of these people according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have forgiven these people from Egypt until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, and all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. Colossians 1, verse 14 says, in God's beloved Son, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Christ offers forgiveness for everyone, everywhere. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. It is only the blood of Jesus that recognizes as a pure sacrifice, not goats or sheep anymore. Yadlula indaba ke yokuhlatshwa imihlatshelo ke yembuzi nezimvu. UJesu ke waqeda ke isiphambanweni eGolgotha. Jesus did it for us. Matthew 26 verse 28, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. When Jesus said, it is finished, from the cross, in John chapter 19 verse 30, he was literally saying, it is paid in full, tetelestai in Greek. Jesus took the punishment we deserved. So when God forgives us of our sins, we are free. We are no longer to live under that debt. Our sins are wiped out. God will never hold that sin against us. We can find that in Psalm chapter 103, verse 12, and Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. It is impossible to have salvation without forgiveness. Salvation is God's deliverance from the consequences of sin. God's salvation in Christ is the ultimate example of extending forgiveness. God's forgiveness must be accepted through repentance and faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Psalms 32, verse 1, blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Nayi cover-ke yamahala engafani-ke nalama cover-ke umshorensi ukukhava-ke iy'mpilo zethu ngokuthethelelwa-ke kwezono zethu. Angibonge uNkulunkulu, anibusise-ke egameni likaJesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Babu Bongani. We really, really appreciate. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga. Send us WhatsApps. Give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Send us WhatsApps. Also, it's 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you make of this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sabona, my brother. Hey.
Thank you so much, my friend. Welcome.
Ngiyabonga ungiphendulile, my brother. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Brother, hey. Ngibulise lapho kumfundisi uMotha, nomfundisi uJabulani Dominic, nomfundisi uSipho Khadela.
Amen.
Amen.
Topic forgiveness, brother. Hey. Forgiveness is God's requirement. Na sithi lo muntu manongilimaza impilo yami nje because of that man or woman. But forgiveness is a matter of obedience to God already.
Yeah.
God wants us to let go of our anger and hatred. Brotherly. Nothing I call lately. Siphila ngaphansi kwencindezelo kaSathane. The devil will say to us, uzoxola if you take your own revenge. Usho njalo asikhonzise. But we must let go of the past, rejecting thoughts of revenge. God wants us to heal us. Kepa, our God healing powers will be free to heal us if we forgive. Lizothi, why did you forgive that man or woman? Because forgiveness is like a sweetest revenge for the rain.
All the time. Thank you so much for the call. Butwami, I appreciate.
Thank you, my brother. God be the glory.
All the time, sir. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The Ministry of Forgiveness.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Anginibingelele egameni leNkosi yethu uJesu Kristu, kuphi nakuphi lani khona. Ngiyanibingelela balaleli nani bathandi be-Radio Pulpit kanye nani nonke bafundisi nonke lapha e-Lunin Studio. Ngiyanibingelela. Sawubona Pastor Ray ngokukhethekile. Siyabonga.
Ngizobuya Bishop, ithi ngifake laba baselayinini. Mfundisi wami na.
Khanimambo Pastor.
Khanimambo mfundisi wami na.
Indaba ibandi ijule kakhulu le. Ibanzi kakhulu.
Hey madoda.
Uma uJesu engena lapha.
Hayibo. Usengilahlekele. Bengisakhuluma noBishop, ngimisa uBishop, ngilahlekele-ke laphayana kakhulu, ngilahlekele mfundisi wami uNwamba.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live, and of course, Bishop.
Anginibingelele egameni leNkosi yethu uJesu Kristu, kuphi nakuphi lani khona. Ngiyanibingelela balaleli nani bathandi be-Radio Pulpit kanye nani nonke bafundisi nonke lapha e-Lunin Studio. Ngiyanibingelela. Sawubona Pastor Ray ngokukhethekile. Siyabonga kakhulu. Yazi izihloko zakho ziyangithinta. Before ngichubeke awungijoyine Pastor Ray uthi happy birthday kumamhlongo, ngoba uyongenza ukuthi ngihlala nginogcozi lokuthi ngene Radio Pulpit.
Happy birthday mamhlongo.
Pastor Ray, really I'm getting confused. Nangabe umzalwane angathetheleli. Yazi bancane abantu abakhona intethelelo ekuthenini basindisiwa. Abantu idate abasindiswe ngayo abayikhumbuli. But it date owezwa ngayo ubuhlungu uzokukhothela nokuthi bekungalo singaki kwisikhathini kwenze njani but kuthi wasindiswa nini ukhohliwe idate le wathola ngayo umusa ukuphila utshintsha kwegama lakhe akalikhumbuli akayikhumbuli leyo date but forgiveness mina ngiyi-understanda is a key yomzalwane yokuvula yonke iminyango but ma ungathetheleli uyazikhiyela wena bekungase umdlalo nangabe Jesu kunepikiri kunameva kuna uyahlatshwa but kwabiza ukuthi baba bathethelele ngoba bakwazi abakwenzayo bekavula aphethe isikhiye avula amasango ehighties ngoba lapho kuba akazanga waba nentethelelo angeke avuke ekufeni kuba akazanga washo lamazwi kuba akazanga wahlala ngosukunene sikaNkulunkulu so immediately athi baba bathethelele ngoba abakwazi abakwenzayo bekaphethe isithiya sethroni bekaphethe isikhiya vula esihlalweni sakhe athola amalungelo wakhe understanda ukuthi loku kubuhlungu kuncane kunaloku ngiyakuko engiyakuko kuyovulwa usori kuyovulwa ukuthethelela kuyovulwa ukuxolela ngoba ukuxolela kuyimpendulo yethu singabazalwane but umzalwane nangabe angathetheleli I don't understand at all ngiyabezwa la elonini hayi angisayini kule nkonzo leyo bangilimaza lo mfundisi leyo hayi mani hayi mani hayi mani kanti wena wasizakala kanjani ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabonga kakhulu Pastor Ray le forgiveness ijulile kakhulu ijulile and kuyadingakala ukuthi ukhulekise yazi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu le nkonzo wangipha yona Pastor Ray ngikhohlwa nokukhohlwa ngangikhuba manje ngibuye sengixoxa nawe ngikhohliwe mina uze sengihlela uze umuntu athi usizo lube ukukhala ukuthi bani bani ukwenzeni sonaye futhi ithe way ngingakhona but okunye kudingakala ukuthi kundlule mani kuzongena okusha ngoba okusha akuhlali nokudala akuhlalisani kule situlu lesi forgiveness ikubeka esitulweni ama-grudges akukhiphe esitulweni kuhlala ama-grudges ngiyabonga kakhulu amen
inkosi kubusise bishop siyabonga kakhulu umkakho usuku lakhe lihle lokuzalwa simfisela okuhle kakhulukazi and thank you so much we're taking your calls you can also give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 let us hear what you say on this matter we are talking about forgiveness as an ongoing ministry
ngibingelele mfundisi uRay ngibingelele nakwe panel yakho lapho egameni elihle eligameni lika Jesu Kristu hey today topic yakho is very interesting mfundisi wami ye ministry of forgiveness hay mina ngithi nje hay uma uMkhristu ongenako ukuxolela usuku ungakaguquki mfundisi wami ngoba ungeke uzibize ngomKhristu kodwa unenhliziyo lena ethi ukuthiwa yi unforgiving heart ngifuna ukuphawula nje kancane ke ngibekise ngempilo yami nami ngoba at some stage ngengaphoxwa kakhulu ngengadabuka kakhulu emoyeni imbangela yokuthi ngidabuke ngizwiswe ubuhlungu yiloyo muntu ngangimthembe kakhulu kodwa ke kwathi sengidabukile ngenjalo angikwazanga ukuthi ngihlale ngingamxoleli ngoba ibiza ungilimaza lento ukuthi ngingabi nokuxolela. And a forgiving heart, it's very essential to every Christian ngoba uma ungakwazi ukuxolela baburey njalo nje uma ubhekana nalo muntu okulimazile lokungaxoleli lokho kuba yisilonda, kuba yisapoison ehamba nawe nsuku zonke. So ngafunda nami ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngixolele, ngingaxoleli futhi ngixolele ngokugcwele. And then ke nalona owangona njalo nje masihlangana hawo kuba mnandi sengathi ayikho into yenzekile. Ngifuna ukuphekisa lana ngencwadi yaka Acts chapter 7 ivese lokugcina kule chapter lapho inceku uStefane bemganda ngamatshe wathi uNkulunkulu angabe sigcina leso sono sabo, kusho ukuthi ke abaxolele ngemva kokuthi akhiphe lawo magama lethi iBhayibheli umoya wakhe waphuma enyameni. So kubalulekile ukuthi siyamaKristu, kufanele ukuthi sixolele, and masixolela sixolele ngokugcwele. Ngiyabonga babrey.
Thank you so much.
Ngiyabonga bafundisi.
Haleluya. Siyabonga, siyabonga Nceke Nkosi. And of course, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. They actually say at all times, Uti, we don't play a song. Here's my bongi.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Wow, it's a beautiful one, I should say. Mabongi in the background there. Of course, let me bring this back to you, Sipo. When we talk about forgiveness, it's an ongoing ministry. It just doesn't end with just saying, I forgive you and keep you at arm's length. Otherwise, if that is being done, it's not complete. Nagangane. And then when you look into it,
Yeah,
it's not complete. Mawenza but ke mabalang kwe. Mawenza amakatkat. Now, yes. Now, this is amazing. Usipho uyamazi uRay, ukhonza noRay. uRay uke wona uSipho. uRay weza wacela uxolo kuSipho, uSipho wamthethelela. uSipho udlulile kustage sokumthethelela. Futhi nanoma loku kuvuka kuSipho, uSipho yaqhubeka yamthethelela uRay. Now. Iyachubeka le ndaba. I see la egezini kuphela. Iyachubeka futhi ukuthi ukuthetheleka loku ithi bearing with one another. Kushuthi manje my forgiveness starts to have and to see uSipho owangenza isono or uRay owenza uSipho isono, to start to see uRay or uSipho with the eyes of mercy. Now check it out. Bearing with one another, that's the eyes of mercy. The only way I can tolerate you is by being merciful. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against a brother, even as Christ forgave you, so you must forgive. I read it. And I said must. And I'm going back to that phrase. Bearing with one another and saying the ministry of forgiveness is a ministry of giving grace. Continuously. Ureilo akasamoni usipho kodwa wona abanye ngezinye izindlela. Uma bekoloda beza kusipho bathe phela uRay usonile akathi usipho nami wangona.
Kosiyami.
Uthi masikhulekeni ukuthi amehlo akhe avuleke abone umusa ophambi kwakhe. Akathi hey nami Jabulani uke wangona lo muntu. Nomotha ngake ngamuzwe ekhuluma ethi umonile lo muntu. Nanoma emxolele kodwa uthi lo vele isoni ngoba uhamba ona abantu.
Hey,
Sipho.
Fundisi Julile, that is too deep because you now stand in the gap and become an ambassador. At the same time you stand in the gap mfundisi njengomuntu ongumlindi. A watchman. At the same time, we become the light to be lost in darkness. Remember, uthe Jesu ukukhanya kwetarakanye phambi kwabantu. Babona imisebenzi yethu emihle. People outside, it's so sad in front of this. They know ukuthi abazalwane thina sithetheleni. There's a phrase abake bayisho imisebenzi emihle. Kungcono ukuthi lejwayele nje yathethelela. Then abazalwane, ayi.
Eish.
Thought about it. Bayabona mfundisi ukuthi bayachithelana utshwala lapha balo nini nje bayacolelana bashera iluzi bashera iBA1 uthatha amatha lo yiswa kulo emaluzi kodwa thina mfundisi ucolela ukushintsha isonto ushintsha idirection waste petrol uziyokhonza te mahasoni ngenxenye ukuthi awufuni ukumbona asabali ukuthi beze ukumbona uvusa amamhlanga that's how sometimes it become toxic in allowing the devil to pipe it, not give the room to the devil. Because the devil always will be like, uzobuya mjwayezo. Otherwise, if your brother sins against you, you must forgive 7 times. But there is room. There's a time for this. Langkule kona ngklale mzuna man for 7 years. And ngangnale ntokut, noma ngihlala khona ngiyohlala eSlovo kwakuseduze mfundisi ukuthi eSlovo alikho itoilet kodwa ngiye lapho ngaseduzane la ngihlala khona ngithi sengamane ngiyentabeni
ngiyakuthi
ngicela futhi ngoba ngiyamthanda wathi Sipho if uqhubeka ngalo please yakhe ngaxoleli good for you good ke good nase conference in ezulwini abanje ngawo I allow the spirit of God say no God I'm failing this thing. Please allow me because whenever I
ibambe ibambe lapho mngani wami ibambe lapho it is fake u ubavilekazi bavilekazi but wami
yeah there ray yazi singamakhosi siyibandla I forgiveness yenza ngendlela yethu not the way efuna uNkulunkulu why ngisho njalo uzothola ukuthi sithi I forgive but I'm not going to forget the amount ukuthi wangenzani. Angazi noma ngi right or wrong ukuthi forgiveness injalo na. Uthola umuntu nakalento nakakubona umboneza lapha yana indlela zithu wena uthathe le ku left. Ngoba uphethe that thing that ngimxolele but I'm not going to forget. And angifuni ukuthi lo muntu siyilento sihlangane naye. I understand that forgiveness is not a good thing.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. God bless you too, sir.
Thank you. Sipho, bosachubeka mfowethu.
Ah, umfundisi, wayihlala esikhonkosini mfoka vilakazi.
Yeah.
If tried by human effort. I'm telling you, we need the intervention of the Holy Spirit. There's one caller said, without the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness. In other words, in the blood, there is life, remember. So, forgiveness is between death and life. If there is no salvation that you receive from God. And that is why we need to be sober in this thing from this. Asishuthi abantu abalimalanga, asishuthi abantu ku-izixolela. That is why we need this ministry so that God would make us to see heaven one day.
Mm.
When the Holy Spirit touches me, at Sipho, ubonile lo muntu. But if uchubeka kanje, you cannot see Christ in you. Even nempilo yakho mfundisi, yami mfundisi, yayinzima ngoba ngangafuna ukungena ngaleso strike. Kabaka nizimora, uyongena kwesinye. Mathina uma uhlangana na i-drop and shelf, kumele ushintshe i-shelf, uma kangena kule sitolo lesi seyimpahla wena uyaphuma. Ubani ostresekayo. That is why i-unforgiveness mfundisi imenza ukuthi umuntu asinke dying in the inside while ecabanga ukuthi uphuza ushevu so that kufe yena lo muntu amzondayo, whereas you are the one who died. That is why we need policy to let it sink in our heart. Ukuthi this is a command from God, forgive. That is why ukuxolela mfundisi sikwenza even if you don't feel like, not for the own of the benefit yalo muntu esimxolela, for our own good. Manje kanjani emoyeni wakho? Ithi noma ngiya kuba mnandi emoyeni wami, nasemsebenzini langisebenza khona kwenu, those people bengona sekuyi-habit, because ngiyakujwayela. It's a continuous thing. In other words, as the Bible, let us be whole as it's holy. Nathi inkethelelo kumele ibe njalo ngoba ungcwele esibulela each and every day, because there will be a time mfundisi singabantu sizobona abantu. If you don't try to practice uxolela abantu, that God will remind us one day ukuthi ya awuxolelanga. Just feel it, because ukungaxoleli mfundisi, imagine prodigal son isiyafika kubaba yamhlalisa phansi kwaba nomhlangano 30 minutes ne 45, ngoba kuyovuka iy'ndaba ezimbi nemaminithi amabi, but look to the father ethi, I'm covering you, I'm simply just hugging you. That huggy order yayishithi, I'm covering all your mistakes. Nathi njengabantwana baka asibe nimpendulo yalelizwe, and let us forgive as Christ has forgiven us.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Learn more. Live more. Love more. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
All right. And of course, we are talking about forgiveness. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Hello there, hi.
Pastor.
Mfundisi wamina.
Hello, Pastor.
Kanamba mfundisi wamina.
Eh, lenda mfundisi banzi kakhulu le. Ulile kakhulu.
Mm.
Eh, manje nganqamuka lapha ngenxa yokuthi mase bantu laba ma driver lawa bathi bahamba bangabheki le gate leya ukuthi gate ayisana dizini la. Ifike umuntu imali akhuphukela khona sobulalisa abantu manje.
Eish. Hey, kunzima.
Eh, mfundisi pastor nabefundisi nabalale bonke beRedu Pulpit umsakazo wekhizaba lethu
fokotisa.
Eh, uthe singena lapha kuzanke womzini lapha. Kunezwi uzanke walikhuluma lapha. Athi uma nje into yomuntu.
Mm.
Ngomfundisela yona kayingaka. Ngikhuluma ngalibhekanga eBhayibheli.
Yeah.
UJesu usephendula wathi ke ifikile insindiso kulomuzi njengoba naye indodana kaAbraham. Manje kamfundisi lokungathethelelwa ngamfundisi kona lokuvala insindiso ukuthi ingasebenzi. Lokungathe insindiso mayisebenza mfundisi kuwe bandleni likaNkuluNkulu mfundisi. Intethelelo nayo iyasebenza mfundisi kuthethelelana.
Yeah.
Kuyasebenza kakhulu manje sesiya kuma Good Friday. lokungathelwa ngabona isizwe sakithi umfundisi kakhulukhulu le lesamatsonga usibona kubele indiza umfundisi sihamba siyangale kude ngale sifuna amazwe aseJordan bazama ukuthi umfundisi bathethelelwe izono eyanto amezekhipha izono umfundisi lento ikhipha izono umfundisi kuthethelelwa kwezono umfundisi ujesu kristu
khonaubaseka
kamnanda befundisi ngiyababongisa bokhornelo upasajabulana upasakahadeve
ya yaaaastori kanti mambo mfundisi amina nakhensa. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1222.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Now, forgiveness. Hey. Mark chapter 3, verse 28, Jabu. Assuredly, it says there, 3:28. Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whether blasphemies they may utter. The ministry of forgiveness is continuous, and that was our argument from the beginning. Now, check again. It says in Ezekiel 18:22, none of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Now, when they say a transgression is no longer remembered, and I want to put this across, it means each and every time when it makes its claim, it becomes debased. All the basis of a claim of an offense become broken. Each and every time, Musipho said, when this thing raises its head again, you don't allow it to.
Yes, sir.
Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. You know, that's a very important comment there on the fact that, you know, like, we should be like our father. There is not a time when our father had forgiven us, and then the following day, maybe he reminded you what you had done the other day. You know, up to date, every one of us, because we were never born again. At some point, you know, we were converted and we accepted the grace of salvation. You know, the word of God says, you know, we have all sinned and run short of the glory of God. So I'm saying that on those bases. So, but the Father has forgiven us our sins without remembering them anymore. And the scripture will say that he has thrown them into the sea of forgetfulness. So it means even if I were to go back to the Father with my records of wrongs and try to remind him, he will not remember because there is not even a record. You know, in another book it speaks about that he has nailed that record, you know, on the cross. So it means that there is not any record that you did anything wrong. So that's how we are supposed to forgive also as the children of God. We are to forgive in that manner. That's the right way of forgiving, where you are able to wipe away the record. You explained it very well at first when you were saying that, you know, like you erase the offense. In other words, you do not take offense on what the people have done against you. You do not count it against them. I don't know if you know people who, when they've done something for you, they will always remind you. Hey, my coach, when I'm chatting, now and again, you just always have to feel in their midst that there is something good that they've done for you. So we are not to be like that because the Father does not remind us. In Ezekiel 18:22 that you've quoted, it says, none of the offenses they have committed will be remembered against them because of the righteous things they have done. They will live. Let us also, you know, be able to forgive in that manner that, you know, and let us even go a step further, my friend. You know?
Yeah.
Because at some point, we want to be people who forgive and distance ourselves from the people who have offended us. You know, I don't know if you know such believers who say, "Ngimthethelele kodwa ngimfuna eduze kwami." "Ngimthethelele kodwa angifuni ukukhuluma naye." So let us take a step further. And be willing to even embrace the offender. Embrace, hug them, love them, restore them, bless them, pray for them. You know, like everything that the Lord will lead you to do for them, do, you know, because of you've really, that's true forgiveness when we have actually really learned from the Lord to forgive in that manner. Just also a point of correction, my friend, when I was sharing at first, I referred to love covering multitude of wrongs, and I quoted 1 Corinthians 13. It was supposed to be 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. So just a point of correction that indeed love covers multitudes of wrongs. You know, so let that be our foundation for our forgiveness. Love of the Most High.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jabu. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate. And of course, you still can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us there. We are keen from hearing from you as to what you say with regards to this. I am keen to hear from you. And of course, it's 082-657-2729. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. Look, when you look into Mark chapter 11, verse 25, and this is the reason why ministries, things are not working out, Gahle. Check it out. 11:25 of Mark. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. It should happen in the now. Not tomorrow, in the now. Continuously. As long as it's called today, it should happen. And many ministries do not prosper because we have so many people who basically are eager to worship and to honor the Father, but they are holding grudges like nobody's business. Fundisi Mota?
Fundisi, absolutely. Forgiveness should be an instant thing. It should be now. It should not be something that I must go and think about it, if I forgive you or not. As I get offended, I need to forgive you. I don't need to say that I'm still going to think about it. I'm still going to consider if I should forgive you or not. Because forgiveness should be a continuous thing. And in this ministry, Mfundisi, we can only be able to do it when we allow the Spirit of God to guide us in this. Seek first the kingdom of God. If in every day of our life we're seeking first the kingdom of God and the grace of God, we shall be able, God will install the heart of forgiveness in such a way that there is no offense that will find a place in our heart. There is no offense that will be held in our heart. We will be able, as it comes, and we forgive. Not because we do not feel the pain. Yes, it's not easy, but for the fact of understanding of who we are, and for the fact of understanding ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi masixolele. And it says today, it says now, because in the journey of this life, siphila nabantu, we are going to get offended. Hence, it is so important that we dwell, you know, sihlale kuNkulunkulu, and we will be able ukuba sikwazi ukholela. And we need to understand, uthi uJesu mayekhuluma nabafundi bakhe, if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither your Father in heaven will forgive your trespasses. So, kushuthi amaya magama, uma ngingezokuxolela mfundisi, ngisho ukuthi noNkulunkulu akangangixoleli kuloku engikwenzile okungekuhle. So I am even blocking, you're speaking about growth emabandleni, you're speaking about even not only emabandleni but in our spiritual growth singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we are unable ukuthi sikhule uma ngabe we have the heart of unforgiveness. And into engas siza mfundisi ukuthi sibe nothando uthi Jesu thanda your enemies, love your enemies, bless them. Laba abaqalekisayo babusise kusho ngoma emagama noma ngabe bakhuluma okubi but wena ukhuluma amazwi okuphila and lokhu okuphuma ngomlomo wakho lokho okudeclare okukuphila kulapha wena even yourself and uzibone ukuthi angeke ngize ngivumele what a small offense or whether a big offense ukuthi kube yona ezongisusa ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. So we need ukuthi kube yinto esifundisayo nje as we are learning even today. Sifuna ukuthi sikufunde lokho singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi forgiveness is unconditional. And forgiveness does not have any time frame. Uthando lukaNkulunkulu is unconditional mfundisi. So should be forgiveness.
Yes.
We need to learn to forgive one another and we need to learn ukuba sithande ngokuthando lukaNkulunkulu and when we do that we shall be able ukuba siphile impilo ekwazi ukuthi sixolele inhliziyo yethu kube inhliziyo ekaChrist kungaba siyo inhliziyo ngoba ngokwethu mfundisi we are not going to be able we still going to count ama condition we still going to count ukuthi wenza ukuthi nokuthi but if we allow Christ in us be the one ruling guide our heart siyazi noma ngicolile namhlanje noma ngabe kuthiwa senihlangana nawe uthi kodwa mfuthu yazi ngakuphoqa ngike ngisurprise ukuthi konje ukhuluma ngani because I have let it go so we need to let go and let God
absolutely yeah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Memorini,
good evening Pastor Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening to the people that you are with, Efonini.
Greetings, Mama.
And good evening to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
My.
I will begin by singing about forgiveness. Because before I could bring the word of forgiveness. But imtetelele amen. Hallelujah amen. Here is the word that I am bringing about forgiveness. I'll begin the word with Psalms 130 verse 4. Psalms 30 verse 4 says, but you forgive us so that we should stand in awe of you. So, if he has not forgiven us, bengeke simsabe, we will not be afraid of him. So, we have been forgiven sins. That is why we have fear in him. Here is another word that I am bringing. Le forgiveness. Daniel chapter 9:9-10. It says, you are merciful and forgiving, although we rebel against you. We did not listen to you, O Lord our God, when you told us to live according to the laws which you gave us through your servants, the prophets. So God does forgive us. Because of he is merciful. He is merciful. And he is forgiving. That is why, Nati, we should forgive each other and forgive those who sin against us. And another word that I am bringing, it's Mark 3:29. Mark 3:28-29. It reads as follows. But whoever says evil things against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven because of he has just committed an eternal sin. In 28, I assure you that people can be forgiven all their sins and all the evil things they may say. Us as children of the Most High, hallelujah, amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sambile. It's 2 minutes to the hour. And of course, let me give our guest.
Good evening, one. Pastor Ray.
All right. I see Miss Engelapo. And then, of course, thank you so much. Chabu, Ekcineni, what do you say? Just 1 minute. Yes.
All right. Now, thank you very much, my friend. We give Yahweh Elohim all the glory. For educating us about this important subject, which is forgiveness, and also we open up to him to teach us
to teach us more. Yes,
just the last word from the book of actually 1 Peter 3:9 says, "Do not repay evil." Okay, no, I did say that at first. Let me just go to the 15:1 of Proverbs. It says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger."
Absolutely.
So let us be people who really are full of love and forgiveness and speak kindly to one another instead of, you know, showing hatred and anger.
Thank you so much. Mfundisi Motha, finally, in your minute.
Mfundisi, no one was born angry. No one was born with hatred. But we came here full of love of God. And forgiveness is something that we can learn. It is a learned behavior. Only if we allow God, you know, to lead and to guide us. So, elokugcinakwami ukuthi masi acknowledge ukuthi we depend upon Him in order for us to be able to forgive and to live a life of forgiveness. And we need His Spirit at all times, and it is doable through Him alone.
Yes, absolutely. Sipho, ekugcineni.
I think from they say we need to allow the Holy Spirit to let us to forgive like God. Bible teaches that it's not quench the Spirit of God. May the Holy Spirit teach us to forgive like Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next week we are talking about discernment. As to what is discernment even all about. I trust as we do so, the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much, Sipho. Siyabonga.
To God be the glory for the Kula Kubusi. The Foga Popo Zani.
How's it going? Mocha Prawam. Thank you, Jabu.
My friend, thanks very much. May God bless you. Nundi Nelapika, Obadi Neleka Kulu.
Hey, is it the Shinchili Pella? Utato Uguake. Mseleno Neo, Umgami, Professor, Use Conference in Magabuya, we are Hamba for 2 years. Age Kolonki Vic, Matur.
Okay.
Yeah. Anzaba, Zaba Bingelela, Batini. On Zoom.
Virtual.
Munizumota, siyabong.
Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu. Peace upon you, my brother.
Hallelujah. Same to you.
Ndisu Sipho. Siyanthanda kakhulu. Sibonga kakhulu nje uNkulunkulu anibusise. Shalom, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, and tuda raba. We really appreciate. Thank you so much, and good night to you. Siyabonga kakhulu, and of course, also thank you so much for listening to the King above all else. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's no one like him in our lives. His name is Yahushua HaMashiach. He teaches us all truth through his Holy Spirit. Have a great night.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.